Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The previous Mishnah, when it defined the borders which must be crossed in order to require the declaration of a shliach to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, this get was written and signed in front of me. So there was a shita of Rabban Gamliel who said it depends on if you're coming in or crossing the border of Eretz Yisrael. Our Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda, holds like Rabban Gamliel that it's all about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he has to define what are those borders. So we don't need to give a western border, of course, because that's the Mediterranean. We have to give the other three directions. So he says, Merekem Lamizrach. When it comes to the eastern border, it's from the city of Rekem, which you mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and further to the east. So, and Rekem, but Rekem itself is Kamizrach. It's considered to be part of the east, let's call it, you know, Jordan, if you will, the country Jordan. So that means that the city of Rekem is the eastern border, and it itself, if there's a get coming from Rekem, would need to have the declaration, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, if one shaliach brings such a get. As far as the southern border goes, me'ashkelon ladarom. It's from the city of Ashkelon and further south. If you look at the map of the modern state of Israel, Ashkelon, which is on the Mediterranean coast, it's just a little bit north of Gaza and a little south of Ashdod. It's quite far north, right? It's quite far north. Beit Shemesh is only a smidge further north, and Yerushalayim as well, just a smidge further north than Ashkelon. So, in any case, our mission here is saying that Ashkelon was not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. It was at the time of Yoshua's arrival to be included in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon was one of the five Philistine cities, along with Ashdod, Gaza, Gat, and Ekron. And the Jews really couldn't get a hold of it. When they came back the second time, the Olei Bavel were not able again to get control of Ashkelon. It wasn't sanctified as part of Eretz Yisrael. It remained like a Hellenized city from the time of really from Alexander onwards into the Roman period. And therefore, it was not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. It certainly did not. It sided with the Romans as a city in the what they call the first Jewish War, meaning the Churban Bayis, when that period, then, you know, 66 to 70 of the Common Era. So it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Ashkelon is considered out, and Kedarom itself is considered to be south, the south outside of Eretz Yisrael, its own separate country. And Me'ako Letzafon, as far as the northern border goes, it goes starts from the city of Akko, in English sometimes written A-C-R-E, Accra, and farther north, Va'ako Ketzafon, and Akko itself is considered to be part of the Tzafon of the north. Akko is more complicated from a historical point of view and also just a geographic point of view. The original Akko, which is like on the northern border, was like a Phoenician city, and it was to be included in Eretz Yisrael. However, when they came back from Bavel, it was like a complicated thing. The Yerushalmi says Akko sort of divided in half. The northern part of the city was not really Jewish, but the southern part was Jewish, so it's like a border town like that. In fact, Akko itself traded hands back and forth. Antiochus III, really, that's the Antiochus' father of the Antiochus of the Hanukkah story, he took control of it and renamed the city for himself. Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, did rename it for himself. But then later on, Alexander Yanai from the Hasmonean dynasty took it back. Cleopatra from the Ptolemaic, you know, took it back again and became under Roman and stayed Roman thereafter. So it's a complicated story. Here we're saying that even though the city sort of divided north-south between the two populations, it's considered to be, as far as the Tanair is concerned, part of the north, and therefore Akko Ketzafon, Gittin that are coming from Akko, we need to have the declaration, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko Ke'eretz Yisrael Gittin. Rabbi Meir says, listen, more complicated. Even though it's true that according to the Rabbi Yehuda holds that really the whole city is not an Israel city, but since the southern part is like this, it's like a porous border, and people are coming in and out of Eretz Yisrael all the time from the southern part of Akko. So it's considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael as far as Reb Meir is concerned, because we're talking about Jewish populations and their availability to, you know, corroborate signatures and so on. So as far as Reb Meir is concerned, since the border is porous, there are Jews living there, and they're coming in and out of Eretz Yisrael proper all the time, therefore Akko Ke'eretz Yisrael Gittin, as far as the rules of Gittin are concerned, you can treat Eretz Yisrael, Akko, as part of Eretz Yisrael.